So, these are the symptoms of Asura. We have already discussed the characteristic of divine nature and the characteristic of demonic nature. In the Vishnu Purana, this is also confirmed. Gau bhutasakrau loke daiva akureva. There are two kinds of people all over the universe. There is Asura Loka and Deva Loka, planet. So, Devasura fight. That is going on particularly. Deva and Asura. Demonic nature and divine nature. There are many people, they do not like us. Because we are preaching God consciousness. This is our fault. Even in our own country, in India, the government do not like us. Because nowadays, everywhere practically, the demonic people being very much increased, the government is also demonic. So they do not like people in divine nature. They will tolerate all kinds of noise, barking of the dogs, motor car passing, the aeroplane on overhead. But as soon as there is kids on, they are disturbed. They will tolerate so many different types of noise, but they will not tolerate kids on. That is from the very beginning. In New York, when we started this moment. So in the morning at 7 o'clock, he used to hold our class. And there was little sound immediately. The tenants from upwards, they would come down and complain. Sometimes they would call for police. And on the street, Second Avenue, there is always big, big trucks and motor cars going on, heavy sound. Then in your country, the garbage carrier sound, the digging sound, so many sounds, they intolerate. And I think Hare Krishna, this is intolerant. This is demonic. This is demonic. They are not here, because that will do good to them by hearing. They are not accept. It is practically experience. I know that the ghost, if you go in a house ghostly haunted, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, they will go out. They cannot tolerate. In my life, there were several incidences like that. In my household life, I was doing business in Lucknow, so there was a house, very big house, worth thousands of rupees rent, but it was closely haunted. So, nobody would take that house. I took it at 200 rupees. Very big house. And I was, all the servants, they complained, sir, there is a ghost. So, I was chanting. He was leaving several spots, especially on the guest side. So, I could understand. But I would chant Hare Krishna. And I was safe. Everyone was safe. And in 1969, I was guest in the house of John Lennon in London. So there was a ghost, and it was a big plot. There was a guest house. So they complained, sir, here is ghost. So I advised them to chant Hare Krishna, and the ghost went there. Yes. This is fact. When there is Hare Krishna chanting, these ghostly, demonic, living entities, they will not be able to stay there. They will go out. So, two classes of men, demonic and divine. So, divine nature has been explained in various ways from the very beginning. Now, Krishna is explaining about the demonic nature. The first characteristic of demonic nature is they do not know what should be the pravritti and what should be divisi. Proper and improper action. Improper action is mentioned here, beginning, that na saucha manati cha saha. Not cleanliness. Cleanliness is essential. cleanliness is next to godliness. In India, especially in the villages, you will find cleanliness. He has got one cloth for what is taken. One cloth. Not very white, due to dust, it is black. But that one cloth should be washed daily, still. One cloth. They take one napkin and wash the cloth. And in the tropical climate, here also, and spread it on the floor. Within 5 minutes, it will dry. And then change clothes. And early in the morning, evening, chilly cold, they will take a bath, taking water from the well. And nature assignment is, if you take well water, it is hot, early in the morning. Early in the morning, it is very, not very hot, but it is warm. You can take very easily a bath. So they do that. This is called Naimitti. Naimitti. Nitta Naimitti. Nitta, this is daily affair, taking bath. Go early in the morning to evacuate, then wash your hands. Not required soap. You can take the dust from the hearth and wash your hands nicely. Then take your bath and change your cloth, wash cloth. Then go to some temple. Still, this system is current. And see Arati, Mangala Arati, chant Hare Krishna Mantra, ring the bells. In every temple, such arrangement is there. Then come at home and do your duty, the business man. In the shop also, they clean everything very nicely. Even the scale, weighing scale, they wash every day. This is required. Soucham. Sattam soucham. Sama dama. Tithikha ajava. Ārtikam, jñānam, vijñānam, brahma-dharma-savāvatam. One should be truthful. Truthful means that he should be so much truthful that even his enemy asks him, where is your money? He'll say, here is money. Enough. Somebody high, healthy. That is truthfulness. Of course, in this age, it is very difficult. But these are the items. To become truthful, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, samadhamma, tithikha, tolerance, arjava, simplicity, then astikam, found faith. In the Shastra, scripture, that is Bhagavad Gita scripture. So, one faith, Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta, Manjari Maganamaskuru. You simply always think of me, Hare Krishna. Not difficult. Bhava. Krishna has given you the tongue. Every one of you can chant Hare Krishna. Where is it? No expenditure. But great gain. You become highly elevated very well by chanting Hare Krishna. Now Krishna says personally, Manmana, always think of me. Not only that, anyone who is thinking of Krishna always, 24 hours, Krishna gave his sacrifice. The top was yogi. Yogi namati sarvesa madgata antanatana sudhyavan bhajati zuma samejitutam. So Krishna says, this is called feel, believing in the shastra. Any shastra, it doesn't mean that simply all shastras according to time, circumstances, people, there are different shastras. Then Bible is also shastra, Quran is also shastra. As much as they are spoken according to the time, according to the circumstances. It's like in the Bible, the first injunction is, thou shalt not kill. This means the people in those days, at least people who are around Christ, they are very much expert in killing. Otherwise, why he says, but thou shalt not kill? So this injunction must be followed. Unfortunately, they first of all killed Jesus Christ. You are speaking, thou shalt not kill, I shall kill you. Let's see. This is the position. So, what is my fault? You want to kill me? Because you are speaking of God. That's what you kill. And actually, that's what you have. This is demonic. So, there are many other instances. Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old boy, he was chanting Hare Krishna. His father did not like. Why you are chanting Hare Krishna? Because Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna is Supreme Lord, I am Supreme Lord. Do not do this. So the boy will not give up. So the father was even prepared to kill a 5-year-old boy. The fault was that he was chanting Hare Krishna. He was given poison. He was thrown into the fire. He was pulled from the hill. He was very powerful king. And whatever he ordered, his servant carried out. But he was saved in all circumstances by Krishna. So this is demonic nature. We simply try to suppress Krishna consciousness. Because there is the symptoms are there, na sautam na sujata, na sattam te su vidyate. There is no truthfulness. We do not know what is ultimate truth. Sattam param dhīmahi. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning is Sattam Param Dhīmahi. Janmādasya jataha. The Absolute Truth. I am meditating upon the Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth. What is Absolute Truth? Janmādasya jataha. From whom everything has come into existence. That is Absolute. So what is the nature of that Absolute Truth? Is it a dead body or a living body? There are two things. Something dead and something living. So what is the nature of the Absolute Truth? Well, that is the plan. Janmātasya jataḥ anvayāt ήταν ο Πασκά αρχαιού οδηγιών. Οδηγιών είναι πόβλης. Είναι. The absolute truth is not dead. It is living. We are pushing forward this theory. The modern scientists, they are of opinion that light comes from matter. We say, no, light comes from light. Matter comes from light. This is satyam. I do not know how they get Nobel Prize. Putting forward a false theory that light comes from matter. The matter, why don't you produce light in the laboratory? Matter is there, chemicals are there. You mix them and produce light. When some such chemist is inquired whether he can produce light if I give you the chemicals, they immediately say, that I cannot. Then why do you speak like that? So this is asking. If they accept that everything comes from the living being, then they will have to accept God. So they want to abhor this. Everything matters. But that is not the fact. Origin is light. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Aham. Krishna is light. He is not dead matter. So, then, what to speak of Krishna? You can, if you think of yourself, this material body, how it has developed. The big body. Because the living spark is there. The gigantic material thing grows on the basis of spirit soul. We can understand that. The spirit soul is the basis. Our body, very small particle, spiritual particle, takes shelter in the womb of the mother, and gradually the living spark develops this body. That is our practical experience. And in some or other, the living spark is born. Suppose a dead child is born. It will not grow. It will not change. So, this is very simple thing that on this living being, the matter grows. Not from matter and living being comes in. So, you have written a small pamphlet. In German language it is already published. People are very gladly accepting reading this book. What is the name you have given? No, German name? So, Nasattamate Subhidrati. The demonic people, they do not have the truth, only a false theory, the Darwin's theory. We have commented upon Darwin's theory also in our book, actually, Basis of Krishna Consciousness. Dr. Swarup Damodar, Brahmachari, he has written a small booklet. He has criticized Darwin very strongly, that he is a speculator. A speculator cannot give you truth. That's not possible. by speculation. You cannot say 2 plus 2 equal to 5. That is not science. 2 plus 2 equal to 4, that is everywhere. And if you speculate, no, 2 plus 2 equal to 5, or 2 plus 2 equal to 3. That is not science. So, scientific basis means it should be fact, not speculation. Monodharmy. Monodharmy means speculation. Therefore, Chhatra says, Parāva bhaktasya putu mahat guna manorathena asatu dhāvato bahi. Parāva bhaktasya, one who is not a divine nature or devotee of the Lord, he has no ability. Or is there any PhD? No. There is no problem. Why? Now, manorathena, he is simply speculating. He has no truth. How by speculation, every one of us, we are imperfect. We are very much proud of our eyes. Can you show me? What qualification your eyes have got that you can see? He does not think that I have no qualification, still I want to see. His eyes are dependent on so many conditions. Now there is electricity, you can see. As soon as there is electricity off, you cannot see. Then what is the value of your eyes? You cannot see what is going on beyond this wall. So don't believe your so-called senses as the source of knowledge. No. The source of knowledge should be by hearing. That is called Shruti. Therefore, Veda's name is Shruti. Shruti Pramana. Shruti Pramana. Just like a child or a boy wants to know who is his father. So what is the evidence? The evidence is Shruti, hearing from the mother. Mother said, he is your father. So he hears, he does not see how he became his father. Because before his body was constructed, the father was there, how could he see? So by seeing, you cannot ascertain who is your father. You have to hear from the authority. The mother is the authority. Therefore, Shruti Pramana, the evidence is hearing, not by seeing. Seeing our imperfect eyes, there are so many obstacles. So similarly, by direct perception, you cannot have the truth. Direct personal speculation. Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog is speculating what is the Atlantic Ocean. He is in the well, 3 feet well. And some friend informed him, oh, I have seen vast water. What is that vast water? Atlantic Ocean. Huh? How big it is? Very, very big. So the doctor father is thinking, maybe 4 feet. This well is 3 feet, it may be 4 feet, or like 5 feet. Come on, 10 feet. So in this way speculating, the Frog, Dr. Frog will understand Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. Can you estimate the length and breadth of the Atlantic Pacific Ocean by speculation? So, by speculation you cannot have. They are speculating So many years about this universe. How many stars are there? What is the length and breadth? Where is the... Nobody knows anything. Even of the material world. And what to speak of the spiritual world? That is yon, all yon. Parastasma subhava indriya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana infinity. What was this? There is another nature. This nature, what you see, the sky, round dome, this, that above that, there are layers of five elements. Again, this is the covering. Just like you have seen the coconut. There is hard covering. And within the covering, there is water. Similarly, within this covering, and outside the covering, there are five layers, thousand times bigger than the one another. Water layer, air layer, fire layer. So you have to penetrate all these layers. Then you will get the spiritual world. All these universes, unlimited number, koti, jasaprabhāprabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. Koti. Many millions clustered together. That is material world. And beyond that material world, there is spiritual world. Another star. That is also star. That is called parabrahma. So, by your sense perception, you cannot estimate even what is there in the moon planet or sun planet within this universe. How you can understand the spiritual world by speculation? This is foolishness. That Bhāsa says, acinta khalu jivāva natatta kena jujat. Acinta, which is inconceivable, beyond your sense perception. Don't try to argue and understand it and speculate. This is foolishness. It is not possible. Therefore, we have to go to the Guru. Pradhikrāna thamsa guru meva avivacche samitāni sūtriyam brahmanistam. This is the process. But the demons, they do not know. This is the process. They speculate. They manufacture. Simply by jugglery of words, they manufacture their truth. No. Sattam param dhīmai. That is in this big Bhāgavata, meaning fine. And what is sattam? Dharmādhasya-jataha annyā-pita-dhavastha arthi-sū avijñā-sarā dīni brahma-vidā. Everything is there. So, don't remain in the ignorant stage of life. That is called Sudra. Try to become Brahman. That is, it is not prohibited that one cannot become Brahman. No, one can become Brahman. If he gets association of a Brahmana, if he agrees to be trained up by a Brahmana, he can become Brahmana. And Brahmana means Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. Not by birth. Anyone who has full knowledge of the Supreme, he is Brahmana. Janmana Jayati Sudra. By birth, everyone is Sudra. Even if he is born in a Brahman family, he is Sudra. Janmanajahati Sudra. Sanskara, Bhavitvija. The sanskar means purification. That is sattam, shautam. But the asuras, they do not want to be purified. They want to remain in the degraded stage of life. That is the gift. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what he is, which family he is born. It doesn't matter. Krishna says, we find, Māni pārta prapāsitya jīpīshu pāpajūna. Pāpajūna, to take birth in low-grade family, or animal family. This is called pāpajūna. Krishna says that it doesn't matter if one is born in the pāpajūna, low-grade family. It doesn't matter. Māmi pāsa prapāsitya jīvīṣu pāpajūna. In the human society, Sriyāsutra tathā vishyā. Even woman and Sudra and Vaishya, they are also taken in the category of pāpajūna. Pāpajūna means that intelligence is not very sharp. That is called pāpajūna. Brahmana means to become very, very highly intelligent. That is called Brahmana. Because he will understand Brahma. To understand Brahma is not the business of tuning breath. Alpamedhasa. There are two Sanskrit words, Alpamedhasa and Sumedhasa. Alpamedhasa means having little brain cells. Physiologically, within the brain, the brain substance, it is found that the brain substance in man is found up to 64 ounces. They are very highly intellectual person. And in woman, the brain substance is not found more than 34. He'll find, therefore, that there is no very great scientist, mathematician, philosopher among women. He'll never find. Because their brain substance cannot go. Artificially, do not try to become equal with man. That is not allowed in the baby shop. Nasriyan satantata arvati. This is for sastra. You have to understand that O man is never given to be independent. Independence means just like child has to be taken care. Similarly, O man has to be taken care. You cannot get your child go in the street alone. There will be danger. Similarly, according to Vedic civilization, Manusamhita, woman should be given protection. In this way, āchāra, this is called āchāra. So the demons, they do not know. The demons, they do not know what is what, how one things should be treated, how they do not. In the Western country, there is no such distinction between a man and woman, but there is. We have to accept it. And construct this social institution in that way. Then it will be perfect. Everything should be learned from the standard Vedic literature and society and other things, economic development, everything. So that is here in the Bhagavad Gita. All problems, whatever you want, the concerned Bhagavad Gita gives a perfect answer. That is called Vedic literature. Perfect without any flaws, you get. But to understand Vedic literature, one has to become a Brahmana or a Kshatriya. Even in Vaishya state or Shudra state, no one, not possible. Vaishya state little, but in Brahmana state and Kshatriya state, people are intelligent. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, he is saying, Krishna begins in the fourth chapter, Himanga Raja Rishayo Vidhu. Rajasayo means king, Kshatriya, with qualification of Brahman. He has got, he already is king, he is not a Brahmana, but he has got the qualification of Brahman. So, that qualification of Brahmana can be fully attained if one becomes Vaishnava. Vaishnava is transcendental even to the Brahman. Sagunan samatitva itan brahma bhuvaya kalpa. He becomes transcendental to the stage of all the three modes of material nature. There are three modes of material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. Satagun is the stage of Brahmana, Rajagun is the stage of Kshatriya, and Tamagun is the stage of Shudra, and mixed together is the stage of Vaishya. Vaishya has this mixed quality. And pure Satagun, Brahmana. Pure Rajagun, Kshatriya. So, Krishna says, Krishna did not say Bhagavad Gita to the lower class. Krishna said, Rajasi. Arjuna was Rajasi. So, there are, because king could take responsibility. He, the headman, is taught very nicely everything about society, economic development, and religion. If he is taught very nicely, then he can, introduce the ideas in the country. Therefore, there was monarchy. The king would learn from the Brahmanas how to rule over the citizens. That was perfect. Imam Raja Rishayobi, Raja and Rishi. Raja means king and Rishi means saintly person. So either the Rishis did know or the kings did know. Or a king who is not less than a Rishi, he could know and he could rule. That is Vedic kingdom. Imam Raja Rishayobi, without being Rajasthi, without being highly qualified, nobody can understand. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to purify the people in general to the Brahmana state. Then they will be able to understand. Otherwise, nasaujanabhichara, if he is not clean, he does not know how to behave, it is difficult. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still more kind. Then never mind, whatever you are, chant Hare Krishna and you become purified. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. It doesn't matter whether what you are. Chant Hare Krishna and you will be purified. Then you'll understand everything, what is God, what you are, what is the real thing. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.